Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Well, I hope that you are enthusiastically looking forward to this episode of Morning Mindset. Welcome. Welcome back. Let's continue on. Let's talk about United States Marine Corps leadership traits. And today's trait is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is defined by the United States Marine Corps leadership training as sincere interest and exuberance in the performance of your duties. If you are enthusiastic, you are optimistic, cheerful, and willing to accept the challenges. All right, fantastic. Enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is contagious. I have a very good friend who was paid a very nice compliment a little while back. And that compliment was, my friend said that he was told that whenever he showed up, that he brought a sense of joy with him. I was like, wow, that is an excellent compliment, and that would be part of enthusiasm. How many of you know enthusiastic people and are glad when they arrive, whether you see them on a social setting, you know, at church or, you know, at the ball field or where it is that you go and hang out at the coffee shop? And you're happy to see them. Leaders need to be enthusiastic. Because why? Well, because when you're a leader, the mission is not always going to be a fun mission. The mission is not always going to be one that the men will look forward to, that the troops are going to look forward to. If you're a coach and you're preparing your young students there, you have your young students and you're a coach, whether it's basketball or football or whatever kind of thing it is, you need to prepare them, right? Sometimes part of that preparation is making them sweat. Sometimes part of that preparation is making them do things that they don't want to do. But we still need to do it. We need to be enthusiastic about it, right? So let's get it done. Now, what does the Marine Corps say about how to improve your sense of enthusiasm, that trait? Understanding and belief in your mission will add to your enthusiasm for your job. Try to understand why even uninteresting jobs must be done. Yes, indeed. And as we mentioned previously, there will be times when you are assigned a task or a job or a mission from those above you. If you're a supervisor or a leader, everybody's got somebody that's the boss of them, right? Everyone's got someone over them. You're going to have to go to your people and say, hey, this is what we've got to do. Let's get it done. And like I said previously, if you go to your people and you're like, we got to do this. I don't want to. I know it sucks, but we got to get it done. If that is your attitude as a leader, then your people are going to follow right along. You'll be like, yeah, this guy's right. This is crap and we don't want to do it. If you continuously display enthusiasm, as I said at the very beginning, if you're one of those people who brings joy into the room with them, if you're one of those people, when you show up, other people are happy because you're there. That is fantastic. That is a huge compliment. And when you do that, people are more likely, when you give them a task or an assignment that may not be all that interesting or may not seem all that fun, they're more likely to say, well, this guy this girl, this person is always upbeat. All right, let's get it done. Let's put our noses down and do it. Now, conversely, how many of you know a joy vampire or a joy sucker? How many of you know someone who, when they enter the room or the social situation, sucks all of the joy and life out of the room?
Liberty's leave policy was tremendous. Having the ability to take 16 weeks off, fully paid to bond with my child, was an incredible experience.
At Liberty Mutual, you can find a career that supports you at every step, even baby steps. We offer up to 16 weeks parental leave for new moms and dads. And because not everyone's pathway to parenthood looks the same, we offer robust fertility, surrogacy, and adoption benefits too. Learn more at libertymutualcareers.com and pursue your tomorrow today.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You could be standing around with a couple other people having a nice conversation, and that person walks in, they walk up to you, and the whole room's just deflated. Because you know what? Rather than being optimistic and enthusiastic, every time you talk to this person, something is wrong, or someone is unfair, or they have a new problem to tell you. Now, am I telling you that you're never going to have problems in life? Of course not. That'd be ridiculous. Everybody has struggles. Everyone has problems. Everyone has issues that they need to deal with and overcome. But there are some folks that every time you encounter them, rather than being enthusiastic, they're the exact opposite. They suck the joy, the goodwill, and the enthusiasm right out of the atmosphere. We call them joy vampires. And those people don't make good leaders, because when they show up, everyone else says, oh, man, they get that feeling of dread. If you have someone who's been put in a leadership position over you, whether they're a supervisor or a boss or a shift leader or whatever you want to call them, and they show up, they walk into the room, and everybody there says, ugh. They take that deep, you know, that deep sigh, because they know that whatever is about to come out of that person's mouth is going to depress everyone, right? What you might want to do is, well, try and do the opposite. I know life is hard. I know missions and tasks and assignments may not necessarily be what you want to do, but you still need to attempt to be enthusiastic. Now, one of the things that the Marine Corps says here, and I'm going to review it again, it says understanding and belief in your mission. This is where you need to have a little bit of, well, experience and education and intelligence so that you know what it is exactly that needs to be done. And like, for instance, the coaching situation. If you're a good coach, you know the inside and upside down backwards and forwards, whatever it is you're coaching. You know that sport, you know that endeavor, whatever that physical activity happens to be. I don't care if it's shooting or throwing a football or hitting a little golf ball or whatever. If you know it inside out, upside down, and you're passionate about that thing, when you're coaching, when you're teaching, when you're leading people, it's easier to be enthusiastic. Is it not? Well, I would hope it would be. So as you go about your day today, try to exercise enthusiasm, even if it's something that you don't necessarily want to do. Part of being a leader is doing the things that you don't want to do. Remember, being a leader is not necessarily easy. Anybody could just sit around and complain. That's not what leaders do. Leaders have to demonstrate optimism and enthusiasm to their people. And if you can do that, brothers and sisters, I tell you what, people will want to work for you. And if you're constantly enthusiastic, if you are optimistic, when you do encounter that situation that is a big crap sandwich and everyone has to take a bite, they're more likely to join in with you and take care of it than to, well, push away. So JJ did tie, T-I-E. We got all the way down to E, enthusiasm. All right, our next installment, we're going to talk about bearing. Yes, we will talk about bearing during the next installment of the 14 United States Marine Corps Leadership Traits. I'm your host, Paul Markle, and all of my written work is indeed on Amazon. It's available on Amazon as paperbacks or Kindle editions. So just go over to Amazon, type in Paul G. Markle or just Paul Markle Books, and it'll take you right where you need to go. Until the next time, I am Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.